Okay, we're on, it's moving. Okay, today's daf is Nazir and daf Mem Beis. Nazir daf Mem Beis. Yesterday we got into, somewhat at the end, so we didn't have more time to talk about Asi Docha Lo Sase. One of the big sugyas is here in Nazir, and Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. You can look at listen to the notes from then, the beginning of Yevamos. We spoke about it. So now we continue, though, Amar Mar, the top line of Mem Beis Amit Aleph. Gemara is now relating back to the Mishnah Nagoyim, which was quoted back two blot ago on Daf Mem, where the Gemara quoted the Mishnah, which said there are three people that get haircuts, and they're all mitzvahs. Shlosha, Megalchon, Teklachon, Mitzvah. The three people are Nazir, Mitzorah, and Levim. And the second half of that line on Mem, Amud Aleph, the second half of that Mishnah had said, if any of these people get a haircut without, not with a razor, or if they leave over two hairs, they didn't do anything. It's not considered the mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah had said. They didn't do anything. So now we quote that. Amar Mar, now Memez, they didn't do anything. Amar Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, Zos Omeres. What does this teach me? The fact that in order to fulfill the mitzvah here, I have to cut the entire, shave the entire head, and I can't leave over even two hairs. What does that teach me? Rubo kakulo mida oraisa. It must be that in general, I hold that rove is like the whole thing. The majority is like the whole thing. Mimai, from where do I know that? Mida goli rachmana gabi nazir. Since here by nazir, there's a specific pasuk to teach me that you have to shave the entire head. Bayomashvi yigalchenu. You have to, on the seventh day, you shall shave it. Tosfos says that because the pasuk didn't have to say that, we already knew from the previous pasuk it said v'gilach. What's yigalchenu, an extra word to teach me you have to actually shave the entire head. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way in one place to tell me shave the entire head? It must be that in general, you don't need entire things. Hacha hu da'ad di'ika kulo. Here, it's only that you need everything. You cannot rely on majority. Ha ba'alma rubuka kulo. But in general, we would be able to rely on rov rubuka kulo. A specific marker here by Nazir to teach me that by Nazir, you do not rely on majority equals whole. But in other places, we do rely on it rubo ki kulo. Okay, a number of points. Number one, there's a Taz that we mentioned before. There's Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz is bothered by the lashon of our davening. Meloch al kol ha'ulam bichvodecha v'inasi al kol ha'zbikarecha. So what does that mean? Meloch al kol ha'ulam kulo bichvodecha. Why don't you just say meloch al kol ha'ulam bichvodecha? Or meloch al ha'ulam kulo. What's the double lashon of kol ha'ulam kulo bichvodecha? So the Taz says that it's to teach me that you don't rely on, we're not talking about Rubik Kulo here. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech on the entire world. Mamish, not relying on Rubik Kulo. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo bechodecha. Number one. Similar here, it's a special drasha in our davening to say it's not Rubik Kulo. Number one. Number two, it's a good, very important Maritz Chayis here. Maritz Chayis here asks, if you look at the Gemara in Chulin, there's a Chakira. There is a discussion, Irubo Kakulo Dvar Torahu. There's a discussion if Rubo Kakulo is a Din Daraisa, right? So that's why our Gemara says, Shvam Minad Daraisa. V'lechora, my chilg yesh, bein hodakaimalon b'chom makom da azlinan basar harov, b'ruba deisa kamal nukula yalma, u'bein Rubo Kakulo, ashachakra acharov kan. What's the difference, asked the Maritz Chayis, between the principle of Rubo Kakulo, the majority is like the whole thing, and Holchin Acharov, following the majority? You find sometimes that there are two different sugyas. There's Holchin Acharov and there's Rubo Kakulo. So what's the difference between the two? He alludes to the fact that there are two types of roads, not for us, Rubo de Isa, come on, a road that's in front of you, you have 10 stores, Rubo de Lesa, come on, it's a statistical road. Not for now, to discuss the differences. But either way, says the Maritz Chayis, what's the difference between those two concepts? Rubo Kakulo and Holchadacha Harov. Says the Maritz Chayis, Aval Ha'emes, Debazet, Deosid Karov, Lekaman Depolig. Following the Rov, that's definitely Din Daraisa. That's not the discussion. Daraisa, Rubo Kakulo, Daraisa or not. Following a Rov is for sure Daraisa. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Achrei Rav Mahatos. Fine, following the majority. Avol mikra ino mukrach im hamiyad mukrach lehizhapik laharov v'hamiyad ki'ilo eno ba'olam. But holchin achar harov does not teach me that the miyad becomes the rov. It doesn't teach me that everything is considered the rov. You follow the majority, but there's still a minority. You just follow the majority. You're allowed to follow the majority, but not that the minority does not exist. Holchan acharov just means you follow the majority. Rubo kakul avim nase maisa barov kamo chad shes galech manisha ushtei cyrus amrina rubo kakulo habilukam abiyat nase maisa harov. But what would rubo kakulo have told you? It would have told you that if you would have shaved the majority of the head, so then that would be as if you could shave the whole head. Ah, you didn't shave those hairs. No, if you would have said rubo kakulo here, it would have been as if the mia would have been nishapech. It's not cut, it is cut. That's what I would have said. That's why the Gemara proves you do not say rubo kakulo here. Those are the two principles, says the Maariv Chayes, v'ze barer. Rubo kakulo means not only do you follow the majority, but there is no minority anymore. Rubo kakulo doesn't mean you're following the majority, it's just that the whole thing is considered as if it's cut. Reb Chaim says a similar idea in the Grach HaLashas, in Simon Reish Chav Tes. There he's dealing with a Tosfos in Baba Kama Chav Zayin, where Tosfos asked the question, the Gemara there says, Ein Holkin B'mamon Acharov. We don't follow, in monetary laws, we don't follow the majority. So Tosfos says, how do we have a Bezdin? How do we have a Bezdin? Bezdin, 2-1. Dine Mamanus Mishlosha, 2-1. How do we follow? Dine Mamanus. Ein Holkin B'mamon Acharov. How do you follow the robe by Dine Mamanus? So says Tosfos, the robe by Dayanim is different. The robe by Dayanim is different. What does that mean? Robe by Dayanim is different. So Reb Chaim explains, because that's a din of Rubo Kakulo. That's not a din of following the robe, it's Rubo Kakulo. And he says there are two ideas in robe. Number one, Shehu Mevarer Umachriya Es HaSafek. Number one is that, like Holkan Acharov, you follow, you don't know who to go like, so you follow the majority. Number two, sometimes it's not a question of following, it's an act. Like we know by simanim. You have to shecht two simanim in an animal. There's the cut and the veshet. If you only shecht rove of the simanim, it's good enough. Rubo kakulo. What, that's holchanach? Are you following the majority? The majority beats the minority? That doesn't make sense in that context. No, that's obviously, says Reb Chaim, a different type of idea. Do you say that the minority has the status of the majority? That's rubo kakulo. That's by shechita simanim. Ulachari, he says, where do you ever find a rove such as this? He says, like it becomes the majority. He says that has to be the Dayanim issue. Because let's say, Reb Chaim says, let's say you have a bezin of 23. Let's say only 21 judges showed up for work that day. Only 21 judges. And they all rule the same. 21 to nothing. You know what? You throw it out. That's not a bezin. If the two colleagues had come and ruled in the minority, 21 to 2, that is good. What do you mean it's good? If you don't have them, isn't that better not to have them? The answer is no, because bezin's a unit. After the psak has come to, the entire bezin gives that psak. Even the minority is part of the psak. It's rubo kakulo. There's one unified psak by bezdin, and that's why that's the makar for rubo kakulo as well, not just holchan acharov. That's rubo kakulo. That he says this even answers the gonor of Tali Trup's kasha that everybody tries to answer. What the Granat asked? The Granat asked. We have a principle we've had a couple of times. Kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami. If you have a safek, there are rules. Kavu, if it's stationary, it's ruled as half and half. If it's parish, biruba parish. It says Rav Tali Trup, Bezdin sits down when they judge, right? Bezdin has to sit down. You have to do atifa, you have to be sitting, you have to do yeshiva. So why isn't that kavua? And every bezdin should be kavua. Kamechzal mechzadami. So you should never have a court case. You should never have a psak din. Kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami. They're sitting down. It says Rav Chaim, no. Kol kavua is only when you have two different sides. And there's a certain percentage, so you say, you know what, it's 50-50. But by Bezdin, there are no percentages. Reb Chaim says, according to my pshat, it's Rubo Kakulo. The entire Bezdin gives an answer. There's no suffix anymore. You don't have two sides. It's 100%. It's 100%. It's Rubo Kakulo. So therefore, there's no kasha. The kasha doesn't get off the ground. So that's Reb Chaim and the Grach HaLashas in Simen Reish Chav Tes. And just one other makkah related to this, the Chasam Sofer also discusses the difference between Rubo Kakulo and Holchan Acharov. They all give the same basic idea, says the Chasam Sofer. The Alfina Misanhedrin should sorach sheyu rov bideya achas mitoch kulam, sheyizvaadu kulam, vimlon izvaadu kulam elarubam eino klum. Rubo Kakulo means, within your unit, the majority has to say one thing. Ula olam shedinan hamiyat acharov. He says, same kind of thing. He says, you have 10 people. Seven of them did not daven yet. So we paskin, they're allowed to daven. Rav Moshe has a chiddush, maybe that's not a full tefillah betzibur, but we paskin, they're allowed to daven mincha. If you only have seven people, they didn't daven yet. If you only had seven people there, they wouldn't be able to daven. Three people are doing nothing. They're being mitztarif. But that's a din, says the Chasam Sofer, of Rubo Kakulo. That's not Holchan Acharov. What is it? There's a machlokes here. That's Ruba Kakulo. For all, he says, oh, Ruba Kakulo, I'm only going to eat a Rov Kizayis of matzah. No, Ruba Kakulo means when you have Kulo, and you rule the Kulo, you go by the Rov to decide, to define what the Kulo is, but you need the Kulo there. You need the Kulo there unless... You know, that it's not shocked to say, Rubo Kikulo. You can't eat a Rove Kizayis of Matzah or dip in a mikveh that has Rove of Memsa'ah. Again, all of these cases, you need Kulo there. It's just that the Kulo is defined by the Rove. So that's Maritz Chayis, Reb Chaim, and Chasam Sofer is in Simen Kuf Mem. It's Kuf Mem in Arachayim. The Sharm Sierna Balacha quotes part of it here. Okay, so that's in general about Rubo Kikulo versus Halkanach Arov. So what our Gemara said? So our Gemara said that because there's a special pasuk by Nazir to teach me that you have to shave the entire head, you can't just shave the majority of it, that teaches me that specifically here you do not say Rubo Kukulo. In other contexts, it must be that you do say Rubo Kukulo. There's one other Ha'ara. Tosva says, not in every context, you say Rubo Kukulo. Look at the first skinny line in Tosfos. Omer Ram de ba'alma kaimi. You say Rubo Kakulo in general. Mihu pa'as zakan, which we've been talking about for a couple of days. What about shaving the parts of your facial hair that you're not allowed to shave? Omer Soper Kamatznia de malo piyazug mechayiv. Right, in how much hair do you have to carry out in for Hilcha Shabbos for Otzah? So the Gemara says there, enough of a scissorful. So you see, that's a significant shear. Damash Mapurta. So it says Tosfos, you're right, in general, we apply Rubo Kakulo, but not here by Nazir, and not by Peyas either. Not by Peyas Hazaka. That also you have to cut, even a little bit. Even a little bit is going to be Chai. Shidim Kubetas argues. Shidim Kubetas says, no, you need Rove there too. You need Rove Pa'as Hazakan, says the Shidim Kubetas, to violate Pa'as Hazakan, which the Karen Ora doesn't understand. The Karen Ora says, but we all have different amounts of facial hair. So what kind of Rove? Usually Rove, you have a certain objective shear, and you can say Rove of that. But says the Karen Ora, what are you going to say? The Shidduch Kubetzah says that you need Rov Pa'as Hazakan in order to violate. Do you go by each person? What if somebody has very little facial hair? So it's Rov of that, and somebody has a lot of facial hair. So it's a sliding scale. So he finds that to be very mechudash. That's why he thinks he likes Tosas. He says, "Bamas Sarachian, Eza Shir Namar Ba, the Shir Rubo, Kamosha Kazav, Shidduch Mikubetzah. Yish Lafak Mikbo, to Ain Shir Lagodel Hazakan, Vyish Adam Shain Sakana Mugudal Kalkaf." Some people don't have so much facial hair. Vizash Ishir Amir, Adain Rabu, Mishainu Sakana Mugudal. So you're going to say, if one person cuts five hairs, he's already violates, because he doesn't have so much facial hair. The other person has got 200 hairs. It's a big chiddush. Big chiddush to say would go by each person. Either way, those are the 2 days, Machlokas, Tosas, and the Shidduch Mikubetzah, what we would say by the Isser of Pa'as Zakan. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, again, by Nazir, don't say Rubo Kakulo, special limud, Kamash Malan. Outside of this, you do say Rubo Kakulo. Maskevla Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina says, 1 minute. Hai b'Nazir Tamei Ksuv. That pasuk of B'yom HaShmini Yigalchenu is only by Nazir Tamei. So maybe we should even limit it. Specifically by Nazir Tamei, we should not say Rubo Kakulo. But maybe by Nazir Tahar, we should say Rubo Kakulo. Who says all of Naziris is a package? So maybe we should limit it to Nazir Tamei. But by Nazir Tahar, it should be like everything else where we do say Rubo Kakulo. So the Gemara said, no, machu alei b'ma'arava. They laughed at him in Ma'arava. They laughed at him in Eretz Yisrael for this suggestion. Michti, they said, Nazir Tamei de Batar Minolan. Where do you even know that a Nazir Tamei has to use a razor to cut his hair? Me Nazir Tar, Yolov. You learn it from Nazir Tar. So you see, you learn it from each other. Lacey, Nazir Tar, but Leilof me Nazir Tamei. Learn it from Nazir Tamei. Ma Tamei kishiyish de Cyrus v'loklum avad. Just like Nazir Tamei, if he leaves two hairs, he didn't do anything. You do not say Ruba Kukulo. Hachanami kishiyish de Cyrus v'loklum avad. So you compare the two, Tiglachas of Tara and Tiglachas of Tuma. If you look at the last amud of the first parak of Masechah Sanhedrin, the Gemara there has a list where sometimes you have different phrases in Shas which refer to different people. So one of them is Machwal Abba Ma'arava. Whenever it says people laughed at him in a Ma'arava, it refers to such and such a rabbi. So Tosas points out that Gemara says that it refers to the rabbi that they're laughing at here. So usually Machwal Abba Ma'arava is, the Gemara there says, it refers to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Tosas says here they're laughing at Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He's not the one that's laughing. Tosas just has that ha'ara. That's usually he's the one laughing, and here, I guess it's Mida Keneged Mida, he gets paid back. Other Achronim I saw in the Biur Adaf discussed, maybe there were two Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chaninas. Maybe there were two Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chaninas. Maybe their Rabbi Yosef Chanina here was just quoting somebody, but he didn't mean to say it about himself. Either way, there is a discussion of who this Rabbi Yosef Rechanina was. One other ha'ara was that Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch brings a raya from here of a halacha that is not written anywhere in the Gemara. And that is, we know there's a big discussion in the Gemara whether tiglachas is ma'akeves or not. That's talking about the tiglachas of Tara. The haircut we discussed, it came up in Nazir once or twice already. The haircut at the end of the Naziris. Is that ma'akev the Nazir from bringing his karbanos? Does he have to first get his haircut and then bring his karbanos? Let's say the barber's out of town. So he wants to wait. He'll get the haircut after. Let me just bring my karbanos. So it's a machlokas tanom, whether the tiglachas is ma'akev or not. We pass into the tiglachas is not ma'akeves. Tiglachas is not ma'akeves like the Rabbanon, and therefore he can bring his karbanos even without getting a haircut. What about the tiglachas of Tumah? Could a Nazir bring his karbanos by Tumah even without getting a haircut? That's not clear anywhere. So the Menchas Chinuch says, based on our Gemara, he would think it's also an Ma'akev. Because the Gemara says, you learn Tiglachas Tumah and Tara from each other. You learn it from each other. So therefore, it says the Menchas Chinuch in Simin Mitzvah Shin Ayin Zayin, V'nira Degamkin Te'ena Ma'akeves, D'be Nazir Daf Men Beis, M'vur D'yalvi Adadi, Imkein L'gamri Yalfin An Zemizeh. The Menchas Chinuch assumes that once you can compare the haircuts, you compare them across the board, and there must be a similar purpose. And if the Tiglachas of Tara is not Ma'akev, neither is the Tiglachas of Tumah. You might have been Mechalek, right? Remember the Rambam? The Rambam says the Tiglachas of Tumah is really part of the mitzvah of Gadol Perah. It's not included. You don't count the Tiglachas in one mitzvah. So it's not 100% clear, but that's his suggestion based on our Gemara. Okay.
Are you still
considered a Nazir? Not Ma'akev means I think you could drink wine. Right? I remember I have to look up the law. I think you can still drink wine. But there are certain things that you're still not allowed to do. To look it up, it's Mefurish. I just don't remember exactly. Okay. Says the Gemara now. A couple of questions. Bo'i Abaya. Nazir Shegilach V'shtirsei Cyrus. What happened if a Nazir shaves his entire head except for two hairs? He didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. And then, Tzamach Rosho, the rest of his hair grows back, the Chazav HaGilchon, and then he went and cut those two hairs that he had left. So, Mahu, does that work? Is that good enough? Mi Ma'akvi Olo. So what exactly is the question? So you can say the question is the issue of Nazir, this is how Rabbeinu Peres formulates it, is the issue of Nazir is having a bald head more of result-oriented, and he never had a bald head. He didn't cut those hairs. By the time he cut those two hairs, the other ones grew back. Is that the din of Naziris? Or is it no? It's a din of cutting off all the hair that grew during your Naziris. So it's a more of a Maisa focus, and therefore you did that. So other the other hair had grown back by the time you cut the last two hairs, but you did a Maisa Giluach on all the Gidul Sear that grew, and therefore it would be good enough. That's the Shaila, that's the Suffolk of Rava. So, question number one, that will go unanswered. Boy, Rava, another question. Nazir shegilach v'hiniach shdi Cyrus, a Nazir that left two hairs, and then, v'gilach achas v'nishra achas, mahu. He left two hairs, then he cut one and the other one fell out. So also, mahu. So what's the deal? Why did he leave two? No. The Gemara sometimes, you don't have to say this lamaisa happened. It just means that, I don't know, the shaver ran out of batteries, right? Right at that time, right? Sometimes when you're shaving, you have to, right, you didn't plug it in, and you're somewhere where you can't plug it in, and, you know, it runs out while you're in the middle. That happens sometimes. So here, too, what happens? You cut one, and then the Vinishra Achas, and the other one falls out, Mahu. So is that okay? What's that suffix? Again, do you say you want the results, like you don't have any hair anymore? Or do you say, no, you need the Maisa Giluach, and here you only do the Maisa Giluach on one hair. So Gemara says, Amar Leir Ravacham, we dip to the Ravina, that can't be the Kasha. That's obviously okay. Gilach Cyrus Saira, can we boil the Rava? Did Rava really have a question about this type of case where you shaved one and the other one fell out? Look at the Rush. The Rush, about 15 lines into the Rush, in mine is across from Deep Tosfos Nazir. Right across from Tosfos Nazir. The Rush says, Milsa de Pshitahi. It's obvious, the Kiyam Mrs. Giluach, that he was Mekayim the Mitzvah here. Kibon de Behascholas HaTiglachas, Hoyloka de Giluach. All you need is enough to cut at the beginning of your Tiglachas. Meaning, if you would have cut straight and left only one hair, you would have been Yotze. But here you left two, so you still have a Mitzvah of Giluach staring at you in the face, because you have two left. You started to do the Mitzvah, and then there's no hair left. So the Rush says that would for sure work. Just like if you do the whole head one by one. That can't be the question. Ema, the question is the opposite. You left two hairs, and then the first one fell out. Not the second one. The first one fell out. Nishra achas v'gila achas mahu. The first one fell out, so then what's the question? Because when you did your maisa giluach, there was only one. So is that called a maisa giluach if you're only starting with one hair? So the Gemara says, Amar lei, the Bach switches this around, Seyar ein kan giluach ein kan. No, there's no hair left, and there is no giluach. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Yiseyar ein kan giluach yishkan. Shouldn't you say that if there's no hair that it worked? That's how it should be. If there's no hair, oh, that's good. Then it works. The Gemara says, no, hachikama, this is what it means. Afal pi shesayar ein kan, mitzvah giluach ein kan. Even though there's no hair left, and therefore you might say it's good, it's not good. Mitzvah giluach ein kan, you have to do a mitzvah giluach that at least starts with two hairs, even if the second hair ultimately falls out. Okay. Next Mishnah. Now we get into some shas sugyas. Masnisen. Nazir chofef umafaspes avalosorek. A nazir, so this is hair treatment of the nazir. Nazir chofef, nazir is allowed to shampoo his hair, umafaspes, and also scrub his hair with his hands. Nazir can take a shower. Nazir can take a shower, avalosorek, but he can't brush it vigorously. Because, we'll see why because. See why because in a minute. But this is the halacha that we're going to get into of Darvish Enim Eskavein Em Sikresha. Says the Gemara, Chofi Mufas Beis Mani, who is the opinion that allows a Nazir to shampoo and to scrub his hair, to add in, even though sometimes hairs might fall out when he does that. Sometimes you take a shower, you rub your hair with your hands, so might that not cause hairs to fall out, but it's still mutter, Mani Reb Shimini. That's Rashi of Reb Shimon, to Amar, Davar She'enu Miskavein Mutter. That's Reb Shimon who says Davar She'enu Miskavein is mutter. Avalo sorek. What about the next line? But he can't. The sneeze. Avalo sorek. Avalo, thank you. Avalo sorek asan l'rabanan. Right? Avalo sorek, but you can't brush it vigorously. That sounds like the rabanan. Because also brushing, you also don't have kavana. And we're assuming it's not a psikresha at this point. The type of sorek we're assuming is not a psikresha. It's not for sure going to come out, because then that's not a discussion of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, which is the rabanan. That's everybody. We're assuming it's still a davar shein miskavein. Also the rabanan. So reisha Reb Shimon v'sefer rabanan. Are we to say that the first line of the Mishnah is according to Reb Shimon, that davar shein miskavein is mutter, while the second one is the rabanan, which says davar shein miskavein is a problem? Amarabba no kula Reb Shimon. Really, the whole Mishnah is Reb Shimon. But kol hasoreg lahaser niman mudul delas miskavein. If you're using a srika act, you for sure are trying to get the hairs out. That's called a milsa de miskavein. So even though it's not a psikresha, but still, if you have kavana to do an act, if I'm going to do an act, I have kavana for the malacha. It might or might not happen. That's going to be usher. It's only davar she'eino miskavein. If I don't have kavana and it might or might not happen, that's going to be mutter. But otherwise, is going to be us. So that the whole Mishnah could be like, the whole Mishnah could be like Reb Shimon. We mentioned a couple of days ago, just to talk specifically first about this context and then generalize it. Yeah?
Why does the Gemara call it the Rabbanan when it makes it look like Reb Shimon's a minority?
Right, it makes it look like Reb Shimon's a minority, especially when you pass it like Reb Shimon. So why does it call it the Rabbanan? I'm not sure. Why doesn't it just call it? The other Gemara's call it Reb Yehuda. Right? As we know, the Machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. I'm not sure. The Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned this 3 days ago, but just to mention it again, because this is the Makar where it comes from. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Shabbos, we're not allowed to brush our hair in the normal way on Shabbos. Also, Lisrok b'masrik b'Shabbos. Afilu oso sh'osa misar chazir. She'i efshe shelo yakr cyrus. Right, it's impossible. He's talking about the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Gimel, Sivchav Zion, is talking about a psikresha type of case. Meaning, if you brush, everybody look in their brush at home, you know, there's hair in there. It's a psikresha. The only thing we're allowed to do is to softly touch up. Softly touching up our hair on Shabbos is the only thing. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, quoting the Shuas Yaakov, he says he screams about this. He says people aren't mamdaktik about this. People aren't izzer in this. They cut, they brush their hair in the normal way, and you know it's inappropriate. Some have a different brush, a mivreshes hamiyuchad lakach for Shabbos, a softer bristles, some type of softer brush, so it's not a problem of uvdin dechol, like some Rav Avadia says about toothbrushes. Should have a separate toothbrush for Shabbos, assuming that you know, using the proper toothpaste. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says based on this Mishnah, you shouldn't brush your hair on Shabbos. Where does davar shein miskavein come from? Where does davar shein miskavein? What's the marker for davar shein miskavein? You know, usually we have a principle called safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Right, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Usually, if I'm not sure if a malacha is going to happen or not, if I'm not sure if this is treif or not, I can't eat it. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Most Rishonim say the Rashba says that's a din d'oraisa. What's the difference between safek d'oraisa l'chumra and davar shein miskavein? What's the difference? So the context where Davar Shem Miskaven is famous is Shabbos, what the Menachem just said. The Makar is Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves, the Pasuk and Parshas Vayakel, which describes the Malachas done in the Mishkan as thought out expert work. The uncle is there, says Malachas Umanvan, right? Workman, expert workmanship work. That's how the Malachas have to be. And therefore, by Hilchos Shabbos, you have a number of klalim, where we say that you can be mako by Hilchos Shabbos, because it does not fulfill the standard of Malachas Machsheves, which is needed for general Hilchos Shabbos. If you look in the Minchas Asher and Shmos, in Parshas Vayakel, in the piece on Malachas Machsheves, he quotes 12 halachas. 12 halachas, Kedarko Bakodesh, that are learned after Malachas Machsheves. Some are more famous than others. Davar Shein Miskaven is one. Malacha Shein Isricha Lagufa, which is a malacha that you do, according to Tosfos, for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. Misasek, if you're not even thinking when you do a malacha, right, you carry something out on Shabbos in a place without an air if it's in your pocket, you have no idea. Again, even though some of these might be chayiv or usher in other context, but in Hilchos Shabbos, it is mutter. Makalkel, you do a destructive act. So I go over to your something, your car, and I smash your car with a baseball bat. I'm pater, makalkel. I'm pater, makalkel. Of course not. That's mazik. Of course you have to pay for that. On Hilchos Shabbos, Yachayim Hilchos Shabbos, makalkel. That's a malacha bila davishin malachas machshavas. Makalkel is not something in other areas. Well, you kill somebody. Oh, you pater, makalkel. What's the constructive thing you're doing? You don't have such a concept in other areas of halacha. Specifically, by Hilchos Shabbos, it has to be a constructive, positive act. Kila achar yad, shinui. Shinui, if I, it's also, according to some, based on Malachas Machsheves and the Pasuk in Vayakel. Even the Rashban Bava Basra says, Pachos Mikashir. Pachos Mikashir and Hilchos Shabbos is based on Malachas Machsheves, and others as well. Rove of the halachas, all 12 of these that he lists here, are reasons why in Hilchos Shabbos you're more putter than in other areas. There are two or three contexts where the opposite is true. Because of Malachas Machsheves, we say you're chayiv, even though it's not called an act in other areas. I'll give you one example. It's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran in Masechah Shabbos. We know, to write a Sefer Torah, one has to write the letters. You have to form the letters. What's called chok yerechos. You have to form the letters in the Torah. If one would do chok tochos, it's not good for Ksiva Stam. What does that mean? What if you just recess the background? You push the cloth down around the letter so the letter ends up sticking out. It's like a cookie cutter. Right? You push down a certain amount of the dough so the figure sticks out. So that's called Chol Tochos. That's puzzle for Hilchos Sefer Torah. It's puzzle. But one, I think the Ran says in Hilchos Shabbos, Masechah Shabbos, you're chayev in Hilchos Shabbos for Ksiva. I Chok Tochos, doesn't matter. Hilchos Shabbos, Malachas Machsheves, Asur Torah. And your Machshava was Mekuyim. So you see, that's an example where outside of Hilchos Shabbos, it's not called a Maisa. And in Hilchos Shabbos, it is called a Maisa. So again, Rov of the time, Malachas Machsheves is a Kula. But sometimes it is a Chumra. But all of a sudden, here, we have a context outside of Hilchos Shabbos. We see that Davar Shein Miskaven applies outside of Hilchos Shabbos, just as it does in Hilchos Shabbos. There are differences. Some suggest, Tosfos suggests, that outside of Hilchos Shabbos, it might be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds its usser, he might not have the same usser in Hilchos Shabbos and outside. One might be Daraisa, one might be Darabanan. So the concept does exist outside of Hilchos Shabbos, but it's not exactly the same halacha, because in Shabbos, it's based on Malachas Machsheves, while outside, obviously, it's not based on that, it's just based on not being called a Maisa. One other discussion, and then we will continue. There are cases, just to quote a number of examples, where we see the principle of Darvish and Miskavin outside of Hilchos Shabbos, but it's a little different than in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm quoting here, I don't think I've ever quoted from it, so there's always a first, from Rabbi Sachs, a Sefer on Shabbos, Chemdas Yamim. He quotes a number of examples of Darvish and Miskavin where it's different in Shabbos than in Kol HaTorah Kula. So one is the Chidushi Aran and Sanhedrin. The Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dalet, important Gemara, for Halacha L'maisa, Rav Lo Shavik Labrei L'mishka Le'Silva. Rav didn't let his son take a splinter out from his finger. He didn't want his son to take a splinter out. Mar Brei Dravina Lo Shavik Labrei L'Miftach Le'Kavsa. He didn't let his son pop his blister. Pop a blister that he had to let out the pus. Why? Dilma Chavil. Maybe the son will cause a wound to the father, will make him bleed. V'havel Shiga Sisser. And it'll be Bishogig, it'll be an Averi. Now I'll make your father bleed. Right, it's a big sugya. If a father wants to go to the son who's a dentist, who's a doctor, it's a big sugya, exactly what is allowed, what is not allowed. So the Gemara here says, that's why the Rav and Mar, Brei Dravina, didn't want to let the son do it. So ask the Gemara, Ihach Acharnami. They didn't want to let the son do it because it's an aveira. It's also an aveira for anybody to make you bleed. It's an aveira for anybody to make you bleed. So what's the difference? You shouldn't let anybody do it. So the Gemara answers no. Acher shigagas lav. Somebody else does it, it's only a lav. When do you say davar shenei miskavein mutter? By a lav. But no, shigas chenek. If the son does it, it's a shogeg of a chi of misa. So you're not going to let him do it. Davar shenei miskavein only applies by where there's a potential lav going to occur, not a potential misa. Ask the Chiddush Yaron. What's the kasha? Shabbos! Shabbos, davar shenei miskavein. That's a chi of misa. So says the Ron. There's a big difference. Meleches machsheves asra Torah. Period. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Sachs explains. What do you see from Reb Shimon? When does Reb Shimon say Darvei Shein Miskavin even allows you to do a chi of misa by Shabbos? Outside of Shabbos, though, you're more machmir. Darvei Shein Miskavin is only mutter according to Reb Shimon by a lav, like Nazir. Like Nazir. If Nazir would be a chi of misa to shave your head, so then he wouldn't allow it. So that's one example. One other example. The Shiltos has even a chilek in psak. It's quoted in Tosas and Shabbos Kuf Yud. The Shiltos says, Rabbi Chai Gon, the context there is another context of the Shem Miskavin, of sirus, of drinking something which might have a side effect of making somebody impotent. So is that allowed, Davar Shein Miskavin? So the Shiltos there says, the reason that it's usur in that context, says the Shiltos, is because it's like Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Shimon says Davar Shein Miskavin is mutter, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon in Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda outside of Shabbos. That's the Shiltos Hashita. And Tosas argues, we always paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Look at our Gemara. We always paskin like Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shein Miskavin is mutter. But you see another example of Imsak. The Shiltos paskin is like Rabbi Shimon in Shabbos and Rabbi Yehuda in Kol Torah Kula. So you see, he has other examples here. Feel free to look at it in Siman Tazayin, Chemdas Yamim. But that is, again, relates to our discussion of Davar Shein Miskavin here and in Kol Torah Kula. Okay, we are up to the next mission. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Lo Yachuf, right, he must be arguing, because it's Rabbi Yishmael Omer, not Omer Rabbi Yishmael, Ayin Arshir last week. Did we ever find out who that actually was? Was it Rabbi Yonos Anaibishes, Rabbi Yaakov Emden? I remember who. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Lo Yachuv Ba'adama Bebdesha Masheres Esaseir. You can't shampoo with shampoo made out of earth because that will take out the hairs. That will take out the hairs, and therefore, it seems to be that he would say that's called a psikresha. That's for sure, therefore it's asr. Ibai Lahu. The Gemara asks, what did the Gemara mean by that line? Mebdesha hi Masheres Esaseir Tanan, O Mebde ha Masheres Tanan. Is it usher because it takes out the hair, or is it usher because of the one that takes out the hair? Meaning, even other items are going to be usher gzeira because of the one that takes out the hair. L'may nafkamina, meaning what's the difference between the two formulations that we just mentioned? Go to ikad dama delo masra. If you have a type of earth that does not make hair fall out, if the Mishnah means it's usher because this is what it does actually. So if you have a case where Adama does not pull out the hair, it would be mutter. But if you say it's hamasheres, it's usher because of the one which pulls out, but they're all usher because of that one, they'd all be usher, teku, so we don't answer that question. Tishbi ataris kushis vabais. Next Mishnah, Masis. So now we get into a little bit discussion of hasra. Nazir shayisoso b'layayin kol hayom, a nazir is drinking wine all day. Einu chayv alachas. Only chayv one. On the chayiv one, he drinks wine all day. Chayiv one aveira. Amrulah tishtal tishteh v'hu shoseh. What if they say they give him hasra? Don't drink wine, and then he drinks. Then they give him hasra again. Don't drink wine, and he drinks. So then chayiv akalachas v'achas. Then you're chayiv for each one. And then the Mishnah says it by the other two yisurim as well. If he's shaved, he's getting a haircut all day. He's only chayiv one. But if there's hasra in between, then he's chayiv for each. If he becomes tamei meis all day, he's only chayiv one. But if they keep telling him, don't become tamei, and he goes after each hasra and makes himself tamei, chayiv al kol achas va'achas. He's chayiv on each one. If you look in the Birei Adaf here, he has about six explanations. Why do you need all three cases? Isn't it the same yisod? So the Tiferes Yisrael and all the Mefarshi HaMishnah get into the action. If you drink wine all day, why are you only chayiv one? Why you only chayiv one in that case? So the Rishonim in Makos deal with this question. Makos Chaf and Chaf Aleph. The Ritva there quotes two opinions. First, the Ritva says, he quotes Rashi, which is not Rashi there, but it's other Rishonim there. Pirush Rashi Zal, Ki I Efshar Lechaivo Ela Al Mashe Sasa Tokhadei Dibur Shel Hasra. If there's only one Hasra at the beginning of the day, don't drink, and he drinks all day, in an hour from now he's still drinking, you know what he could say? I forgot the Hasra. I forgot. You can't be Mechaiv him unless you gave him warning. So says Rashi, he could say he forgot the Hasra. Dilu B'Mashe Shasa Achrechein Yucholomer Ish Taloi. That's opinion number one. You know why? You only chayev once if you got a hasra and then you drink the whole day, because he could say he forgot the hasra. The hikshu betosvos, the Ritva says that's not good. Why? Because there's another gemara in kedushin. But the gemara says kohen sheba al chamesh almanos, a kohen gadol that lives with five almanos, or a kohen hedyo that lives with an almana grusha v'chalala zona chayev b'hasra achas al kol achas v'achas. Five ma'isa bias, you get one hasra at the beginning. You're chayev five times. Why can't he say it the second time? I forgot the Hasra. You see, that's not an issue. V'yamai lema ishtaloi. Elavade, what must you say? Kivan shehischil ba'aveira samach lahasra sulek alamemer ishtaloi. If you started the aveira right after the Hasra, you can't say I forgot. You started the aveira b'isr, so you still... that can't be the explanation here. So the Ritva gives a different shot. The time at the Hakka, you know why you only have one? Because if you drink all day without any Hasra in between... it's defined as one act. It's defined as one shtia. What's machalikit? V'tayma, he says, kivan shekol hayayin sheshasa shom shem echad v'guf echad, af api sheholich v'shoseh v'zeh achar zeh, hakol nechash shtia achat. Where you have different women, that's different gufim machlaken, as it's called. It's different averis. But if it's all wine, still different cups, that's not machalik, it's not called, there's no hasra in between, so therefore, you're only chayiv one. You only chayiv one. So that's the Ritva, 2 days in Maseches Makos. There's a very important Pirush Mishnayos here in the Rambam, where the Rambam says, this idea of only chayiv one, maybe this is a different shot, of a third shot, Zesh sha'amarnu be'elo ababos, eino chayiv ala'achas, eino ze ela bedinei adam. Bedinei adam, if another drinks all day, he's only chayiv one. But sheinu mechuyav malchus ela achar hasra, aval bedinei shamayim calls mach a shasa revias yayin avera, v'yalkol giluach sairo avera, v'chol tumashi itame avera. Every little act that you do, v'alzeh tasa hekish l'kol isurin shabat Torah. So too by every avera in the Torah, says the Rambam. Ein hefrish bazeh bein isur lave isur kares isur mises bezdin. Every time you do an avera, if a person eats six kazesim of treif, so then he could get one malchus. You're going to get six averas in Shemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you for each avera, so that's different than the second day of the Ritva that we just had. Because the Ritva would say it's one ma'is avera, then you're only going to get one thing in Shemayim also. The Rambam is saying, no, it's a hasra issue. You need, every avera connects to a hasra, and here, that's only for B'din the Adam. B'din the Shemayim, you don't need it. Aval Teda, the Rambam continues. Okay, we'll stop here. But that's the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos. One final point, and then we'll turn over. Tosfos and Gittin. Tosfos in Gittin asks, why doesn't this whole case fall apart? Why isn't it Hasra Safik? What's Hasra Safik? That usually means that I give Hasra, and there are other factors involved that it might not be a good Hasra. I give Hasra to a child, don't hit this your father, and it's a Safik who his father is. So that's, even if he hits both of them, it's Hasra Safik according to some Shitas. So here, why isn't Hasra Safik? Why? He might be initial on his Naziris. And then he might not be a Nazir. So why should he ever get Malkus by any of the Isurim by Nazir? He'd be initial on his Naziris. Not a suffix. What do you mean?
Not a suffix. If he's going to do this avera right now.
It's, well that's...
an outside factor.
An outside factor. So we'll get to that in formulation in a minute. Tosfos there in Gittin Daf Alma Gimel gives two answers. Either Rov or Chazaka. Rov Nazirim don't get out of their Naziris. And Chazaka, right now he's a Nazir. Right now he's a Nazir. That's the 2 days in Maseches Gittin. The Marsha there even asks, but what do you mean it's a rov don't? Once he violates and he gets Hasra, he's for sure going to go to a Chacham. It's a Vada. He doesn't want to get Malkus. It's a Vada, says the Marsha. So the Marsha just says, no, if that's the reason, then the Chacham's not going to be Matrit for him. So it's not going to work anyway. It's rov that aren't going to get there. And if he tricks somebody, that's a Miyat. But that's 2 days Tosfos in Gittin. The Ramban, in the beginning of Subas, gives Menachem's answer, and that is, whenever something is totally on somebody else, that's not called Hasra Safik. If it's totally on a husband, totally on Bez, that's not called Hasra Safik. He himself, he's stuck. There's nothing changing, mitzi, though. Okay, weiter. Itmar says the Gemara, Amaraba Amarafuna. Machlokas Amara. Mikra Mali Dibra Akasiv Lo Yitama. The Nazir is not allowed to become Tame. There's an Aver to become Tame. Shu Omer Lo Yavo La Siro La Tuma La Siro La Bia. There are different ways to become Tame. Touching Tuma, carrying Tuma, and being Ma'ahil in Tuma. Right? Tuma's Ohel. Either you're on the mace is on you, or you're in the same house as the mace. So says Rabba, everybody agrees that if a Nazir touched Tuma, so he's Tamei Mace. And now he walks into a house where there's a mace. He's for sure violates the second Isser of Lo Yavo. It says Lo Yavo. You can't enter into Tumah. Aval Tumah v'Tumah Lo. Says Rabba though, if you're Tamei Mace, you touch one dead body, they touch another dead body, you're not more Tamei. You're not more Tamei. So therefore you don't violate the second Isser. That's Rabba. For Rav Yosef Amar, no, Ho Elokim. Amar Rav Huna filo Tumah v'Tumah. So Machlok is within Rav Huna, what Rav Huna said. Rav Yosef said, no, even Tumah v'Tumah. To Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, Nazir Shaya Omid Veis HaKfaris, you have a Nazir in a cemetery, Voshita Lo Meso, Umeis Acher, and they hand him either a relative or not a relative, V'Naga Bo Chayiv. You're Chayiv for that second one, even though you're standing in a cemetery. Amai Hamet Tamei V'Kayim. Why should you be Tamei? You're already Tamei. Elolav Shmami No. Doesn't that prove, says Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Huna filo Tumah v'Tumah. So that proves I'm right. That Brisa proved that statement of Rav Huna proves that I am right. That even if you're Tamei already, Tumas Maga, you could have another Tumas Maga, and it'll be Chayiv. Esfei Abaya, so Abaya says, I'll bring you a Raya. Koin Shahaya lo Meis Munach al Ksefo. A koi that's carrying a dead body. V'hoshita lo Meiso u'meis acher, and then they hand him another one. V'naga bon he touches it. Yochol Yechayiv, you might think he's Chayiv Tamalomar. V'lo Yechalel. He shall not defile himself. But me she'enu mechulal yotza zeshu mechulav yome. The context here is by a kohen, but we're applying it to nazirus. That what you're not allowed to touch a dead body. Somebody who is not mechulal yet, but he is mechulal. He's carrying a dead body. So you see there, you can be mosif tumah v'tumah. So isn't that a raya to Rev Yosef against Rabba? I'm sorry. Isn't that a raya to Rabba against Rev Yosef that you cannot be mosif tumah v'tumah? So Rev Yosef says back, what do you mean? What about our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say? Ditznan, hayimatami lebeisim kol hayom ina chayav alachas. Right? If he's tami himself all day, he's only chayav one. Amrulo altatami altatami chayav alachas v'achas. So you see, he can become tami 20 times in one day. V'yamai hamitami v'koyim. How does that work? Isn't he tami already automatically? So you're bringing me one brisa, I'm bringing you a Mishnah. So elakasha adadi. So new. How do we answer the stira? Lo kasha kan v'chiburin kan shalo v'chiburin. It's a big difference. In one case, he's still carrying the dead body. If you're still carrying a dead body, you're mechuber to the dead body, so then I'll agree, says Rav Yosef, that you can't become more Tameh. You're already holding a dead body. Holding a second dead body at the same time is not going to be most of anything. But in the other case, the Shalom Becheburin, you're not no longer touching the dead body. If you're no longer touching the dead body, so then that's where I say it's still us to be most of Tameh. The Gemara just continues three more lines. The Tumah Becheburin Daraisa, is that a Din Daraisa? The idea of touching a dead body, and then there's no more chiyuv on an additional dead body. But ha'amar of Yisrael bar Yosef, amar of Yanai, lo amar tumah b'chibur elo l'tumah v'kachim. Didn't we say that? Let's say Reuven is touching a dead body. Shimon now touches Reuven. Is Shimon tamei mace? Reuven touches a dead body, now Shimon touches Reuven. So the Gemara says that, yes, he's tamei mace regarding truma and kachim. Meaning for truma and kachim, he's got to wait 7 days, and go to the mikvah. But not for Nazir, it's not for Osef Pesach. That type of chiluk can only work on a Darabana level. So how can you say the concept of chiburin is Daraisa? The Amr Daraisa, Maishtar, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between those two cases. Kan v'chibur adam ba'adam, kan v'chibur adam ba'meis. Shimon touching Reuven and Reuven touching the dead body, that's a Darabana issue. But somebody holding a dead body and then trying to touch another dead body, that's a Daraisa issue. So therefore, that's a chilek. Just to mention a machlokas, and then we'll talk about the machlokas tomorrow. Machlokas Ramam Ravid. Or maybe we'll talk about it today for another minute. We're still not saying tachlun. Machlokas Ramam Ravid. The Rambam says, if nitma lameis pa'am harbe, im hisrubo al kol pa'am v'pavu, mitami lo kol achas v'achas. Right? Like the Mishnah says, if they give him warning between each tumah, he gets 10 malchus. Ba'med v'ar mamurim, says the Rambam, when do we say that you could get 10 times malchus if he was became tameh, and then he puts the mace down, and then he picks it up again, and puts it down, and picks it up again, and puts it down. Avalam hayeno geya b'meis v'adayna meis b'yado. But if a person is still holding the dead body, and then he touches another dead body, he's not chayiv. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, that is Rav Yosef. We pass on like Rabba. Rav Yosef or Rabba, halacha karabba. So what's the Rambam talking about? What's the Rambam talking about? How could the Ravid says, this is in Hilchot Aziris, Hei Tazayin, how could the Rambam suggest that you're still going to be Tamei if you put the maize down, we don't paskin that way. Says Rav Schechter on Inikve Hatzon, page Reish Lama Dalet. Near the Hachi Pligi. This is what they're arguing about. If somebody becomes Tameh on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday he touches another dead body, everybody's going to agree that that's an Isser. Because he was most of a day in his Tumah. The Machlokas is if it's the same day. He's Tameh on Tuesday in the morning, and then Tuesday afternoon he becomes Tameh again. So there's no extra days added on to his Tumah. That's the Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Rambam says you're Tameh. It's an Aver in that case. The Ravid says no. What's the Machlokas? There's an article here, I'm just going to mention it now, though we'll talk more about it tomorrow. The Isser of Tumah for Kohanim, or for Naziris, is the Isser of becoming Tameh or being close to a mace. There are a number of examples where we see that the Isser is being close to a mace. The Rokeach everybody talks about. An Ashes Kohen going to a Levaya. An Ashes Kohen who's pregnant going to a Levaya. Maybe she has Svek Sveka. Maybe she has a daughter. And therefore, there's no problem of going into the cemetery. And even if she has a son, maybe it's a nephil. It's Svek Sveka. They say that's why the Rokeach is Meka. But the issue might be, Rav Schechter explains, that no, it might be because there's an Isser of Hiskarvus. Forget Tumah. And this is of Iskarvus, and this already is enough of Iskarvus. So he says, maybe that's Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says, fine, your tummy already, and you're not adding on any days, but you're still being Miskarev. Mashiach, according to the Ravid, your tummy. You can't become more tummy, therefore there's no Isser. Okay, there are a number of other examples. We'll start with this, Be'ez Hashem, again tomorrow.